You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Delightful to see Frank Caliendo, A-list caliber celebrity.
I'm just smiling just seeing his face.
In my humble opinion, Frank Caliendo is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's one of the funniest comedians alive. I genuinely believe that. I said that earlier. He is all over radio and social media. His clips go viral all the time. But if you've never seen him live at a comedy club, you are missing out. And he is coming to the west coast of Florida at the end of the month. And it happens to be the perfect weekend because it's the weekend in between the conference championship games and the Super Bowl. So there's no NFL that weekend. There's nothing going on that weekend. So you shoot over for a little weekend getaway in Naples, which is a beautiful area. And then you enjoy the west coast of Florida and you catch a Caliendo show. You can go to frankcaliendo.com. He has four shows in Naples, two on Friday, January 30th, and two on Saturday, the 31st. And he's with us now. Hello, Frank.
Hey, guys. How are you?
You sound a little lethargic. You need a little pep in your step.
I just the opposite way of your intro. I wanted to let you down. My buddy just texted me that he wanted to start our podcast back up because of the Tomlin firing. Stepping away. He does an emotional Bill Cowher. He does tons of impressions, John Holmberg, but he does emotional Bill Cowher. When he finds out on CBS that he's going to the Hall of Fame, it's the S's and that. And so we're thinking emotional Bill Cowher, John Gruden, and the ghost of John Madden all join forces to coach the Steelers.
Can we get a preview maybe?
I'll tell you what, man, you can get more than a preview. We can do that right now. Could you imagine me with the steel curtain, man? I'll tell you what, Gruden steel curtain, GSC, is that what that would be? GSC? Took me a second to put it together. Then I was in my mind making sure that the letters didn't do something bad. So I was like,
well, none of our listeners would have been able to figure it out. Neither would we, to be quite honest.
I'll tell you what, man. I'm not good with abbreviations, salutations. What would that be called? Alliteration? That's two wow. sounds at the beginning. Anything like that, man. I tell you what, we didn't hit any of the correct terminology there, but I'll tell you what. Spider 2Y banana. Let's do that.
Can you break the Tomlin news for us as Adam Schefter so then we can pretend that we actually had Adam Schefter break the Tomlin news with us?
It appears at this time that Mike Tomlin went into a meeting with the Rooney family and the entire Pittsburgh organization, and it turned out that they didn't even have to ask him if he was coming back. He let them know that he was done. He loved his time there.
He'd enjoyed it, but it was time to move on. He has no immediate idea what he's going to do in the football world, although that is a definite possibility. But right now, Mr. Tomlin is going to take time with his family and enjoy the Amazon deliveries his wife has been getting.
It's such a perfect chef. That's crazy. Really, you know, you do Kuiper. You know, Crowder's had a run-in with – I mean, ever since Crowder was drafted, what, 05?
05.
So Kuiper told you
– guaranteed first round, Frank. I'm going 22nd at the latest to Green Bay. I did the math. I was making $8 million. I got a $1 million credit line. I spent up a bunch of money. I bought a Hummer. And then I went third round, and I spent more than my signing bonus because Mel Kiper lied to me.
Can you?
You got to take into account that I don't actually make the draft picks. At the end of the day, the teams are the ones making the picks, and a lot of things go. You know, a lot of things happen during the draft. Other guys slip. Other guys move up, and that changes the order. And a lot of times, you're trying to figure out who's going to go where. And it just, you know, they don't. A lot of times, these GMs are drinking the night before. They have no idea what to. Something getting into the hookah party, doing something they shouldn't have been doing. I know the hookah's fine, but sometimes it gets laced with something. Somebody put a little something inside. A hookah bar's fine, but at the end of the day, if you're getting laced with some sort of marijuana strain that's a little bit stronger than what you were intending, I think at the end of the day, you're going to make some lazy picks.
Did it hurt me, Mel, that I got arrested 3 times in 2 years and I was on papers?
I'll tell you what, having a rap sheet doesn't help unless it depends on the fast twitch muscle. At the end of the day, what's your wingspan? What's your ability? Certain intangibles and the measurements definitely can bring you back up. I think, like, if you're a guy in a gas mask smoking weed before a game, that's a definite way to slide down, but in a couple of years, you're the kind of guy who could come back and get a second contract. But yeah, definitely, as somewhere along the way, if you're one arrest, two, three, it's like LeBron counting championships in the Miami area. I don't think. And if you get definitely, if you're at five, like if you run a 4.14 of the unbelievable hands, that's the kind of guy who can go up to maybe 4 or 5 arrests. But if you're 4.6, 4.7, as a wide receiver, maybe 5.1 as a lineman, and you're under 6'5". I don't think you're gonna stay in the first round.
You had too many arrests for your skill set. Had you been slightly better,
there's a definite correlation. There's a definite correlation between arrests and skill set that determine the round of draft that you're gonna be in.
Hookah party. I like a hookah party. Can we put this to bed? Because I've been hearing Crowder talk about this for a decade, how angry he is at Mel Kiper. Can you just apologize to him as Mel Kiper so we can move past this stage in his life?
Yeah, I gotta say that at the end of the day, I look at everything prognosticating is not really what I do. I do future analysis. Future analysis might be wrong. Prognostication, on the other hand, it's like Nostradamus doing a tremendous job in ancient times, letting you know what was coming, spoke vaguely, then wrote it down. Some of the stuff's lost in translation. We're not talking about the Bill Murray movie directed by the Coppola lady. What we're talking about is that at the end of the day, this is as good of an apology you're ever going to get.
There was no apology. Literally, it was a definition of prognosticating and guessing, but there was no
100%.
Apology.
That's a pretty good apology. I heard the word apology, and I heard from me. There was something negating it along the way.
I hate to turn this into just a piano bar where we ask you just to do voices and silly things, but...
Hold on. Speaking of piano bar, you ever see Billy Joel? Tremendous job out there in New York. Did a great job. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. He's making love to his tonic and gin.
I feel like that is something Mel Kiper would say.
It's not because you sing us a melody. I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and sweet, and I knew it complete. And when I wear a younger man's clothes, la di da di da, da di da di da.
Now, I can firmly say there is not another radio show on this huge day of breaking news with Mike Tomlin that has Mel Kiper reciting the lyrics to Piano Man.
Listen to this, Hawk. John at the bar is a friend of mine. He gives me my drinks for free.
I wish Crowder knew the song.
He's now, quick with the jokes to light up your smokes. Open up that hookah bar.
It's fantastic. It really is.
Not in my demographic, I guess.
Can we have, John Madden tell Tua Tagovailoa that his services are no longer needed in Miami?
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of thing that you got to let a guy down, you know, softly. You don't, if you, you know, that's a tough, that, and that's not what seems to be happening in Miami at this time. You know, the coach, I think, walks in and tells the owner walks in, tells the coach, hey, I don't think we're going to need you anymore in the middle, of a player evaluation. And I think that's the kind of thing. That, I mean, that's just the Miami Dolphins being the Miami Dolphins.
Can you have Jim Rome tell Tua?
And you would think, one second, I would think they say – the Dolphins are great communicators in the sea, that they have ways to talk to each other because they're mammals. People think they're fish, but they're not. Dolphins are mammals like whales. They got a blowhole. I don't know if a dolphin has a blowhole, but, you know, the dolphins have a blowhole. But that's the thing. They say dolphins are great communicators, but in the football world, it doesn't seem like the communication is at the same level.
Are dolphins great communicators? I thought whales
were. They
talk dolphins
to each
are.
One of the yeah, best. They talk. Remember, did you ever see Ace Ventura? Yeah. Ace Ventura, he talks to the dolphins.
That's
he makes
right.
that kind of noise here.
Can we have Jim Rome tell Tua that he's no longer needed in Miami?
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tua, you did a great job when you were upright, but there wasn't enough of that time. Dude would scramble and then get scrambled. That is not good. And that is not Tua Tagovailoa's fault. Dude was doing the best he could, wasn't getting the protection needed. The arm was not as strong as people thought. People thought he had a cannon. Turns out it was more of just a sawed-off rifle.
How about Pacino? Can you have Pacino tell Tua to get out of the building?
Yeah. You know that that card you swipe? It's no good anymore. You can swipe it, but you're going to get a red light, not a green light. And you need the green light to get into the building. I'm going to need your playbook.
If you're watching him on the YouTube stream, it's amazing his facial
It it's visual as well.
That's why I say you have to see him as in stand-up because he really takes on the persona. Is that at all similar? I don't know if you do Joe Biden, but it reminded me.
Were you the guy or the thing? Why was a young man grow up in Scranton, Pennsylvania? We had a great quarterback. Vaia Tungalova. Vaia Tungalova, great young man. Played for the Alabama Tide of Crimson. They're national champions. Folks, Jalen Hurts. They played together, side by side. Teammates. Both in the NFL. Popsicles are fun. Come on, guys.
You know, I heard what was going on. I heard what was going on with the Miami Dolphins, and I said, I wouldn't handle it that way. I would handle it much more with compassion. I'm a compassion guy. And I said, you don't let the coach go in the middle of an interview. He's talking to players, and he said, this is what you did well, and this is what you didn't do well. And then the owner comes in, he says, you're not going to talk to these guys anymore. We're not going to call your coach. And Tanya Harding? No, not Tanya Harding. Tua Tunga. Let me get this right. Tua Tanga Viola. Voila. That's what a great chef says. Great chef, the best chefs in the world. We're the best chefs here at the White House. And he said, voila, Tunga, Tua Voila. But we said, as great as what you're doing is, as great as you are, you're not the proper mix. You're the wrong chef in the kitchen. I said, and they said, we're gonna go a different direction. And that's what we're doing with Mike McDaniels. McDaniel. Is there an S? Is he plural or is he singular? And a lot of people ask, do you know about Mike McDaniels? Of course I know Mike McDaniels. He did a great job. He had a tremendous grasp of the language, like me. We turned a phrase. A lot of people are saying probably the best. And when a great coach like John Harbaugh becomes available, a lot of people say, how can we get this guy? How can we get John Harbaugh? And everybody starts talking. When he wasn't available, when there was no John Harbaugh, people said, well, I don't know if we could find somebody better. Then John Harbaugh came along, and it was like voting him back to be president again.
Oh, my God.
It's wild to watch. What's the hardest transition, Frank? From Morgan Freeman to Jim Rome? Like, there has to be a hard transition to do that like you
if
do.
If two voices are kind of close, then it can get messy, right? That's if it's a...
Because easy to slip into the other
like
one.
If Morgan Freeman to Jim Rome, that's an easy switch because it's just in the middle there. You know, if you're trying to go from like John C. Reilly to Mark Ruffalo, that's a little harder because it's a soft.
Wait a second,
change.
That was John C. Reilly. I thought that was Barkley. That was John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly. Yeah, that's this right here. Did you touch my drum set? But I guess that could be pretty close to Charles Barkley. That's pretty close right there, knucklehead. I mean, that guy, Hockman really tried to call me out right there, but he's got no idea. He really has no idea what he's talking about.
We've had a long-running debate on this show. I think Step Brothers is one of the least funny movies of all time.
Well,
I mean,
it's not like you're the smartest guy in the world.
Thank you.
But that line tickled them because they love that movie.
Can a very funny person tell you the truth about Step Brothers?
Well, I don't think Frank is going to be honest in this.
No, I think Step Brothers is good. I mean, it's not one of my favorites, but it's it's got a lot of quotable, ridiculous lines and stuff. I mean, the stuff that they do to each other in that movie, it's just antagonistic. So if you like that kind of stuff.
Which is what Crowder likes, antagonistic stuff.
Yes.
Man. Yeah.
I am dying. That was
that was good.
better than I could have imagined.
Ugh. Naples, I'm going to go over.
Well, Frank is going to be in Naples on the 30th and the 31st. I'm going out there to see him. But I'm telling you, it's honestly the perfect weekend because there's no football. I looked because I was like, do I really want to miss a football game? And then I looked and I was like, oh, there is no football game.
I tried to get a stop in Lauderdale along the way. I don't know what happened. So I have to come back in the area at some point. It's not going to be right now, but Naples is the closest I'm going to be right now. This club off the hook is supposedly actually off the hook.
Well, it's frankcaliendo.com if you want to see wherever he is. I know a lot of people podcast us from all over the place. So he's got a, what did it say on there, a tour that never really ends?
Yeah. And you can actually just go to frankonstage.com. That way you don't even have to spell Caliendo. Because in Southern Florida, I think people can get it because it's Italian and it's close to, it's closer to Spanish and stuff like that. But if you're in, when I go to Minnesota, they'd be like, is that Frank Calamari there? Yeah, I saw him on the menu. Yeah, he looked good. What an appetizer.
That's why I ski in Minnesota, man. That's my spot.
Excellent. Any other, we're really out of time. I didn't get to Stephen A. Smith.
I understand that your time is valuable, but that's what we're going to be today.
I didn't get the Sandler.
That's the Stephen A. wind down. I understand.
You know what I love about the Trump? I love the Trump. It was like the low energy, just kind of chopping it up Trump.
It's not very quiet. It's a lot of people do the over the top Trump, but I said, there's no need. I'm quite frankly, I'm very close to being a ventriloquist. I had a record when I was a little boy, when I was a young man. I had a record that was Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, and they taught you how to do ventriloquism on a record.
And
I
said,
if you can teach me how to do ventriloquism with no visual, you're tremendous.
All right, we got to go. Frank Caliendo, he's going to be in Naples the 30th and the 31st. I am telling you, I've seen him before in a comedy club, and I imagine in Naples, like, it can't be a giant venue, right? I mean,
no, it's like a 300-seat club.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
So you really get to see the facial.
Yeah.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Expression?
I didn't get the first facial expressions
expression,
because
huh?
It really is spectacular, right? He becomes the person that he's impersonating.
Let me ask you this, Huck. Would you say it's tremendous or fantastic?
What are my choices again?
Multiple choice. Fantastic, tremendous, or all of the above.
I will go all of the above. Frank on Tour. Is that what it was? Frank on Tour?
Frankonstage.com.
Frankonstage.com. I don't know. Listen. I don't know what Frank on Tour will get you.
I do, because I have that too, and it's my only Frank page.
The other side.
Oh, Jimmy, that's perfect for you. Frankonstage.com. I will see you in Naples. Thank you for making time for us today. You really
whack me. I am out.
He's out, Jimmy. We'll take a break. 4 o'clock hour is next.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled B-A-B-B-E-L.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.